Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Yeah, it's been my week for pop-up shows. I'm on the road, so I'm not at my usual computer. And, I don't have a car right now, and it's storming outside. So what better idea than to do a show today? Special shout out to Betty Joe Tucker at Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4, and George Pettinger in the Mom and Pop Shop, Hot Mix, 106hotmix.com. But, wow, we paid some Amanda Trees last week, and what should we start? We need to start with a song, don't we? How about a little Bria with a Chilliwack Cheer? Works for me.
Thank you.
Sonberger. She's doing great touring the world, one of my past guests. And the ever faithful Betty Jo Tucker calling in. Betty Jo, you're the best. Betty Jo Tucker, what a terrific show. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to check my email and see who she's got on coming up Tuesday. I'm now working on two different computers running my radio show today, but hang in with me. And I see I have one guest in the room. Somebody likes to play the wild card. That's pretty cool. All right. I'm going to find some comedy now, too, to go with What a Rainy Day. I don't know where you are, but to me, it's storming outside. Hope I don't go off the air. Let's have a little promo for my friend George Bettinger, 106hotmix.com, though he's not as loyal as Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4.
Say to say goodbye and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Kylie? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hello, the amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Oh, that's George Bettinger. I've got so many great people listen. Rudy Keisley, I surprised him with this show, so that's probably why he's not in. But Betty Jo Tucker gets a million plugs for Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters. And also, you can go to her blog, Memosaic, I think it's called. I think she writes about all the fascinating people. And every week, she has such a terrific show. It's just fun. And now I was going to play you some Momedy today, if I can find it. Momedy is the show I do every year, and it's all women comics. And I had it up, and now I lost it. But I will look for it. I will look for it and find it for you, because you are terrific people for tuning in today. Hope you're staying dry wherever you are, and because it is storming on the East Coast. Storming, I tell you. And it's always fun. Always fun. I have some guests in the chat room. Betty Jo Tucker. I'm going to go check my email across the room so that the next break I get, I can promote you some more for joining me today. Let's see. What have we got? Oh, speaking of stormy days, how about this? A little Scotland.
Hello. My name is Maria MacGregor, teller of lore, and this is my story, the title being First Love. Across the early misty mire, where I ne'er do live and dire, my young heart e'er did feel desire, a courting I would go. I walked across the boggy cliff. The moors were filled with an eerie mist. The air was thin and the ground was thick and a sticking to me boots. I went in search of Jacques McFerrin, the red-headed lad I e'er adorn, the only man I knew would be, e'er only man for me. 'Twas then I came upon the lake, the loch, the lair that ne'er escape was dark, and ere I could make the ripples in the pond. For with a shudder and with a shake, before I knew what was at stake, the earth did quiver, quade and quake. Was then I did me air intake. Am I scaring you? 'Twas the creature from the lake. Its skin was green with an oozy breen, and pieces of flesh hung in between its teeth. Its eyes were mean and quite unclean, and one swung back and forth and back and forth. Then with a roar and a fiery glore, who was it then that the monster saw? But the man I loved, young Jacques McLaurin, away then there at me. Oh no, I said, go back, I dread. But was too late, the monster reared his head and ripped young Jacques from the ground just like a tree. His little legs dangled like roots, you see, as the monster chopped with a deadly glee. Then it ripped him in one and in two and in three, then it swallowed him up in one gulp. Young Jacques was gone. I stood there all forlorn. not knowing what to do. The man I loved had now turned into a terrible mushy goo. The creature then returned to the deep. The love I knew would never keep. But what the heck, it wasn't me. Tomorrow's another day.
Hey, that finished quick. I'm multitasking as we speak, trying to close all the windows before the storm gets to me. Betty Jo Tucker, I am checking now my email as I multitask, walking across to my other computer in hopes that you have emailed me to tell me what's going to be on your show next. Let's see. Tuesdays? I don't know. Were you taking a break? Did you say you were taking a break, Betty? There you are. Betty Jo gets the promo of the day. Okay, let's see. What do we've got coming up? New films and DVDs. Noted film critics Susan Granger, AJ Hakara, and James Colt Harrison are invited to rant and rave about the current big screen film and DVD releases during July 31st Movie Attic Headquarters episode. Wow, that's going to be great. Harrison is the author of The History of MGM, and that sounds like a terrific show. Yeah, you know, movies are coming out faster and faster. Remember when they made it to TV and you had to watch all the commercials? Well, now it's even faster than that. That's pretty amazing. And Betty Jo keeps you well informed with her delightful interviews and her co-helper, Nikki, there on the line and all her callers in. But, oh, it's nice. I got two loyal guests there. I don't know who you are, but I want to thank you for joining us today. And I'm going to look for some more. I guess I have to play a song while I'm looking for something to play you. And I had it up, too. Betty Jo, always a good show. Always a good show, Betty. I never know what you're going to do on there. Let's see. What's good for today? Have a little Jackie the Joke Man Martling singing.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, no, maybe not. Nope, that's something else. I don't know why that came up like that. Sometimes when you go to do it, it has your promo in it as well. Let's see. Anyway, things have been going well, except for the, oh, I know what we have here. Little Tom Carosa. Here we go. While I look for it, we need a little bit.
Please hold. my sweetest, my sugar-coated berry lips. I know you wanna get with this, but I'm just here to dance.
Does she know we went off the air 2 minutes ago?
No, she doesn't.
It was a little muffin top. Anyway, always fun. Hey, TL Walker's in the house. And, of course, Betty Jo, you're too good, Betty Jo. This is the third show you've tuned into this week. You're too good. Oh, boy. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Always an interesting guest. And this week, new releases. If you want to know the in and the outs of what's happening in films, this is the stop for you. It's Movie Addict Headquarters. Hey, you know what? Hi, special guest coming in. You know what's good? I do my show Momedy, and I'm going to play you some Momedy now, which are all mom comics from the New York City area. Let's see what's going to happen.
Love
I feel a little personal beforehand, but I have no way of fast-forwarding it. And I have no way of knowing if it's going to come on or not.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts. With your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Oh, yeah, hot topic with Matt and Jack. When do you... Oh, you're in Australia? When do you come on? Put that on there, guys.
What time your show is. That's great. Betty Jo Tucker is also listening from Movie Addict Headquarters. She's on the phone line listening. And we got a new listener.
Hey!
Matt and Jack from Australia. I love it.
Day.
Like... 4 in the morning there or something now, or
and it must
already.
Be time for Momedy.
Oh yeah, here
Momedy,
we go.
Part of the Mamapalooza Festival 2010 and part of the world's largest Mother's Day party.
And T.L. Walker,
Mother's Day party.
Tuning in. You see, I'm talking over the intro because I'm
International Mother's Party. I'm
yet.
Part of it. I'm Momedy. This is Nancy
like
Lombardo, your host.
The headquarters.
Today, that's right. It's May 7th and 8th, I'll be at the Broadway Comedy Club presenting my unique comedy.
I won't. This
yes.
is last year.
I also have great people on. I have Pash.
I think I'm denying my own
I have
reality. Hot Topics with Matt
Menino.
Jack, 12:50 a.m.
And
Hot Topics with Matt Jack.
I have, on top of that, surprise guest coming. I have also, I have the wonderful, wonderful Christopher McGinnis, who is terrific on piano, and he's only 12 years old. He's a musical prodigy. Can I talk? Musical
wish I could
prodigy.
Fast forward this a little bit.
You know what? Let's see if we can hear a little bit of a taste of Chris right now.
Wonderful. This is from McGinnis.
I've got a secret, and it helped me with my dream. I looked into the mirror, and it opened up to me.
Trevor McGinnis. You can get his songs on iTunes if you want to hear more of him. Go to Christopher McGinnis, that's MCGINNIS.com, ChristopherMcGinnis.com. He's just one of the many talented.
Yeah, great Christopher McGinnis on that one. He's a very talented kid. He just opened for a big group, too. Rudy Keisley. I can't get past Rudy Keisley. He found me. He's in the house. Oh, Rudy, you're always... I know, I just did a spring up one, Rudy, because I'm trapped in a house and it's raining outside, so I've got one computer working, so I thought, what the heck, let me do a show today, Rudy Keisley. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. How about some comedy from Sunda Kornquist?
It's really awful when you have kids sometimes. I had two kids within 2 years, and there's a term for that, suicidal. Now, if I had two kids in 1 year, I guess that would make me orthodox. But that's not the point, ladies and gentlemen. That's not the point. With the first baby, the doctor said to me, when the pain gets to be too rough, call us and we'll give you a pain blocker. And I said, too late. You should have given me a pain blocker for the first 5 years of my marriage. Hey, now. See, because I have a Jewish mother-in-law. Maybe these lights are too bright. You can't see because of the highlights. I'm a black woman with a Jewish mother-in-law. Now, you know the only thing we have in common is that we don't want to get our hair wet. Hey! That's real. So you know there was drama when we got the sonogram results because she was real excited. Okay. Now that you know we're having a little girl, what I'd like to know is what you plan on naming that little Chacha, okay? Okay. Now, I realize there's a difference in the background with the African-American, colored, black, whatever you people call yourselves these days. Seriously, I just don't want a name that's difficult to pronounce like Shaniqua. Because in my mind, I'm thinking of a name short but delicious like Hadassah or Goldie. Now, you know you don't have to be a Jew to know those are some jacked up names to give a good little black kid. You can't be running around in Harlem with their cousins, Rashida and Rashida. How's that gonna sound? Yo, Hadassah, yo, Goldie, yo, my sisters, what's up? But I knew there was going to be drama from the moment I met my mother-in-law. Have you ever met someone the first 5 seconds you say to your teeth, I hate this bitch. Has that? Really? Seriously. Painful. Very painful. You know, it was my husband's fault. My husband, brilliant attorney, not always a smart husband. I'll tell you why. He decided to introduce me to his mother for Passover. For Pesach, Jewish people. In the car, on the way to the Passover Seder, he leans over and he says, look, we're not going to tell mommy you're black. I said, well, that's smart. She'll never notice. But she noticed, and that's when I noticed, that Jews can't whisper. Have you noticed this, ladies and gentlemen? That's just crazy, because you know Latinos know how to whisper. You know what I'm saying? Like me, that's you don't think I'm a Daniel, man, you know what I'm saying? You know how to whisper. You know, black people know how to whisper. Black people, we be like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We don't know what we're saying, but we know how to whisper, and that's my point. Now, I met Ruthie for the first time, and I walked in. I'm trying to be real polite, and I said, Ruthie, thank you so much for having me. She said, oh, pleasure's all mine. Have a seat. Elliot, put my pocketbook away. That ice on her fingers and said, baby, when you laying up in that ice, I'm going to be wearing that bling. So let's just be nice, okay? No, she's not. This is mine. Anyway, thank you for asking. Thank you. Nothing happened to my mother-in-law. Went to China. There was an earthquake. She got back to Brooklyn unscathed. I don't know how she does it. I don't know how she does it. And these are not mother-in-law jokes because you can't make this up. This is just a crazy family I'm involved in. I mean, I met my sister-in-law for the first time. My sister-in-law has that North Jersey Jewish dialect and says, eh, at the end of every sentence, like a cat in heat. You know that kind of Jewish fraud? Hi, how are you? My name is Shelley Edelman. I'm the president of my temple in Marlborough, New Jersey. Eh. So So, you know, I'm trying to get with the program, you know, so I'm like, how you doing? I'm Cindy Kronquist. Yeah. You know, I didn't know what was going down. And then she leans over to her husband, and I'm watching this whole scene, and she says, oh, my God, Nia, look at her. She's got light eyes and light hair. What kind of black person is she? I said, a black person who can hear that, too. I hear white people.
That was very good. We've got a caller on the line. T.L. Walker, Rudy Keisley in the house, and a guest. So let's see who's listening.
Very good. We've got a caller.
Hello?
On the line.
Hello?
T.L. Walker, Rudy Keisley in the house, and a guest. So let's see who's listening.
Can you hear me, or are you just listening by phone?
Hello?
Hey.
Can you hear me, or
679 number?
Hello?
I think they're just listening, so I'll hang up.
Hey.
Yeah, but I think they're just... Oh. They went away. I scared them. I guess they were just listening by phone. I don't know. Okay. Didn't mean to scare ya. All righty. Hey, let's see. Speaking of scary.
When I was a little girl, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yeah. She was that skinny little woman, all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box and be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be some beautiful young woman who'd say something like,
Hola. ¿Dónde está mi esposo?
And the woman at the top of the staircase would say, Tu esposo está aquí. She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. Ayúdame, ayúdame. The head would fall out of the box, bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 boom. Land at the woman's feet, she'd go, ah! The woman at the top of the stairs would go, ha, 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 ha. And that was every film I saw over and over again as a child.
Migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from two points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It's
can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3-second rule.
Still good.
Growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. Na 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 na. I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we used for light when I was your age? The sun! Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You want some tea? Is it still good?
She does it.
Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want your stinky old breath, and you've given me up about the tea bag. The tea bag, and you would know because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea, you know? You wanted tea? I don't know, is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding, you're not even seated, they're like... Grandma, put those rolls back. Why? They ain't just going to throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first. Land a hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything, now it's called Cajun. I didn't know. She could speak 2 languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Lisa! Mira! No me estás viendo! I don't have time for this kind of... Tú sabes lo que estoy haciendo! ¡Stop! That hurt! What did you just say? And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me. These mom wisdoms. Clichés, you might know them as. Or glitches, I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira! The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What did you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home. She goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store. I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She was giving me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, what
did babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from Absolut Vodka.
I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little, because I had really curly hair, and my mom would brush it, and I'd go, ow, ow, and she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time, until I read that little pig book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 Minutes and Italian grandmother have in common? Chris, you get it. You know, we did rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris? That other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right. You feeling poetic?
Feeling poetic.
Okay. Feeling poetic. Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready?
Whoa! Did I get dead air now? No. Here we go.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now what this meant I'll never know, but I do know if I told anybody I'd be labeled a lunatic and labeled wrongly unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko, loser. Like the guys in the office, or your boss is really nice, except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothingness, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Piano. The kid is talented. Look up Christopher McGinnis online. Rudy Geisley, I called him because he was listening online. I don't know if he can hear this. I see him in the chat room, but I got him. Rudy Geisley is one funny accountant, right, Betty Jo Tucker, who's listening by phone? What a trooper for 41 minutes. You are incredible. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Don't miss this Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Movie Attic Headquarters, always funny. And read her blogs, and Facebook friend her, and Facebook Rudy Keisley, and say, Rudy Keisley, I'm your fan from Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Rudy Keisley is actually very funny, and actually just spoke to him in person. What a funny guy, but he can't get in the chat room. He's having a hard day today. You know what we need? We need a little Bria, more Bria Skonberg. How about that?
Yeah.
that was for you. You are one funny guy. Why don't you start your own blog talk show, Rudy? You are very funny. You should have your own show. You're one funny guy. I tell you, that's a good thing. Guest 563, I don't know who you are, but I want to thank you for hanging in there as long as you have. I don't know, Rudy, do you think it's the weather? I'm a little disappointed in Blog Talk Radio in that my listeners can't listen except in archives. What's up with that? That's weird. That's just too weird. Very strange goings on. Very strange. So let's see. Well, should we lift our spirits today? What do you think? I got to think on that. Rudy Keisley, always wisely and listening, but he can't get in the chat room. I had that problem, too, the other day. It's always crazy here. What is this? Let's see what this surprise thing is.
Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Good dogs clap and wag their tails. Bad dogs know the jig is up. They might be headed for puppy dog jail. Bad dogs must accept the fact you're not the leader of the pack. We pay the rent, we buy the food. To think you're in charge is ridiculously rude. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Kitty cats, you better look away. You might be cute in your puss and boots, dreaming about Cheryl Wheeler's cat's birthday. But you don't get excited when we walk in the door. You think playing fetch is one big bore. One day there'll be a cat whisperer that you can ignore, but today is not that day. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer is on his way. So stay. Stay. Stay.
Bad dog.
That was Christine Lavin. Not the actress, not Linda Lavin, but Christine Lavin. Very great folk singer, numerous songs, but I just found that in my potpourri here. Speaking of dog whispers, Rudy, this one's for you. And Betty Jo Tucker, every Tuesday, 4 p.m., it's Movie Attic Headquarters, what I live for.
Words like you, words on me, but
I've got to get you a CD sometime. You're great, Rudy. You're terrific. And I think you should have your own show, Rudy. Steve Mendoza did it. You can, too. Rudy Keisley, very funny guy. Should be a stand-up. Probably isn't, just not telling me. All right. I want to thank Betty Jo Tucker once again for hanging in for so long on the show today in this thunderstorm that we're having here. And I didn't get electrocuted so far, so that's a good thing. Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio says to you, watch Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Ag Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. A great show with great guests. Thank you for tuning in. Let's go on with a little bit of Betty and the history of the atom.
Atoms. An atom is the smallest part of an element. Everything in the universe is made up of tiny particles called atoms.
Guess what I've got in my pocket.
Let's see.
Guess what I've got in my hand.
Let me
guess what I've got on the tip of my tongue. Here's a hint. Guess as small as you can. If you don't know the answer,
I give up.
Don't fret.
Sweat.
Don't rack your brain.
Ow.
Simply reply.
Billions of atoms.
And Betty Jo Tucker, I dedicate today's show to you, Betty Jo Tucker, every Tuesday. And Rudy Keisley, somewhere in my chat room. Thank you for listening. This is Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio, with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo.